The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Thank you. Hello, and our greetings to you. And when I refer to us, I mean, of course, apart from myself, David Franklin and Frank Muir, competing in this innocent little panel game against Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Let's celebrate the festive season by playing David Franklin some topical symphonic music and asking him what the symphony is called and who composed it.
It's a Christmas symphony.
Well, it's not quite called that, but it's Christmassy, isn't it?
Christmassy, yeah.
There's another word before symphony. A
carol.
Thank
carol
you, symphony. Frank Muir. Yes, a carol symphony, yes.
It's Come All Ye Faithful. Carol.
Yes. Yes.
And the composer.
Victor Healy Hutchinson.
The carol symphony by Victor Healy Hutchinson. And one mark. Dennis, well. Title and composer, please.
Cacciatorian, Cacciatorian, and put it in your pocket, Whisper of Rain. Cacciatorian Sabre Dance.
Yes, which was the composer and which was the title?
It was the Cacciatorian Symphony by Ivan Sabre Dance.
Thank you. Well, I asked for
it. Oh, the other way around.
Yeah, I asked for it. Ah, yes, so two marks. Ian, what's this and by whom?
Handel.
One mark.
Pastoral symphony.
From?
The Messiah.
Thank you. Two marks for Ian. Frank Muir. What and by whom? Blame you looking so desperate.
is it from a continental composer?
Yes, and his signature tune, as you might say, was in the string writing near the end of our excerpt there. At least I thought so.
String writing?
But that would have helped David.
He wrote the string. Do you know the chap who...
No.
Sorry, old man.
No. Would you like the composer or the title, and then you give me the other?
Both.
Le Corsair.
Which is that?
Oh!
Which is that?
Brilliant.
Le Corsair. Berlioz.
Yes.
Berlioz. Yes,
it was difficult, so one mark for Berlioz.
We got it in the end.
Odds and ends of musical knowledge now for one mark. David, Catherine Grayson, in 1953, played the leading role in the film biography of a famous singer who in turn had herself played the part of Jenny Lind in a film made much earlier. Who was the famous singer? Don't you know?
No.
Was it Grace Moore?
Yes, Grace Moore is right. Dennis, what can you tell me about Victoria and her hussar?
What have you heard?
Ha 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 ha! I heard that a lady's name was mentioned in the mess. Yeah.
I can tell you less than you've got down on that paper.
That's for sure.
All I can tell you is that Victoria is spelt with a K.
Yes.
And it's some kind of early musical comedy, and I have an idea it was Teutonic.
Yes.
And every bit as arch as it sounds from the title. Mark Twain once said, a German joke is no laughing matter. So... other than that, I really exhaust... That's the end of the Victoria line, as far as I'm concerned. I think that's all you need know on this earth about Victorian.
Yes. Yes, apart from the fact that it was a Viennese operetta by Paul Abraham and the premiere was held in 1930.
Oh, how dull.
Yes. Somebody rather. Dennis has a mark there. Ian, we shall now hear from you. Who were Flotsam and Jetsam?
Flotsam and Jetsam were, I suppose one might have described them as comedy duettists. Mm-hmm. They were B.C. Hilliam was the one with the high voice, and Malcolm McEachran was the one with the low voice. And as far as I remember, they used to sing a signature tune which went, "We're Flotsam and Jetsam, and I wonder how he gets them." And he had a marvellous low voice, McEachran. They used to sing an extraordinary number. I can remember hearing it as a child on the radio that went...
That's right. Yes, very good. And, of course, not forgetting little Betty Bouncer, who loved an announcer down at the BBC. Yes. Flotsam with the high voice, Jetsam with the low voice. I always think they got each other's names. Flotsam is, to me, a lower voice somehow than Jetsam, but that's just the way I feel. Song duettists at the piano, B.C. Hilliam.
Who also wrote their own, all those songs themselves.
Yeah. A mark for Ian. Frank, where will you find the tale of the Calendar Prince?
If you... stem your back to the window and face the bookcase, walk forward 4 paces, stretch out your left hand. Underneath the dying indoor plant, there's a cupboard, and in the cupboard there's a record with that very tiny writing, because it's so thin on the back of an LP sleeve. It says Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov, and it's one of the... Well, it's more than a movement, isn't it? It's about a third of it.
A marvellously devious answer, isn't it? You could have said in Scheherazade, couldn't you?
You asked me where it was.
One mark. We shall call this round Time, Gentlemen, Please. Listen to the music and then tell me simply, what time is it, David?
I was going to say, well, it isn't a 6-8.
Technical time.
And then Frank reminded me that you're after something else.
Yes.
What I said was, it's midnight in Mayfair, and David said, I know, but what time is it?
Well, I was looking for a 2-4.
No,
a la breve.
Well, too
me.
Technical now. You're
midnight
right.
Midnight in Mayfair.
Midnight is the time, of course, yes, in the song titled Midnight in Mayfair. Mark for you, David. Dennis, what time is this?
About a quarter to... it's about a quarter to nine.
That's the time. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dennis Norton. About a quarter to nine it is. This evening, about a quarter to
this
nine,
evening.
Actually, in the song. Yes, one mark. Ian, what time's this?
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning for to start the day, you see. And it's...
Half past 11.
Yes,
it is absolute
right.
Heaven.
My idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea.
My
half
idea
past
of
11
heaven.
In the morning. Yes, mark for you. Frank, what time's this?
Father, dear father, come home with me now. The clock in the steeple strikes.
And is there honey still for tea?
The clock's not stuck there.
Class Arthur steeple strikes.
So it must be a monosyllabic time, isn't it?
And rhyme. Yes.
What's it rhyme with? Oh, father, dear father, come home to me. Must be closing time, isn't it? 10, 12, 3, 1.
Yes.
Right.
What does it rhyme with, bun?
I don't know. How many marks out of one for that?
All right.
Two.
One, all right. And one, yes. Around about famous operas. For 2 marks. David, what have these in common? O Giovinetto from Turandot, Va pensiero sul Aldarate from Nabucco, and Fuoco di Gioia from Otello.
All badly pronounced.
You're absolutely right, yes.
No comment.
Yeah. They are all something or other.
Will you say that again?
No,
can I see it written down?
You should have listened the first time. They're all opera choruses. And I can't give you anything there. Dennis, the very term opera is, I learn, an abbreviation. What is opera?
Have I had my round?
Yes. What is opera an abbreviation for?
Don't you think we should let David go back to his natural colour? What is the meaning of opera?
Yes, it's an abbreviation. What's opera? An abbreviation
opera
for?
Opera is a plural of opus, which is a Latin word meaning work. Mm. For opera means works. And it could be applied to anything from road works to what these two chaps sitting outside of us singing.
That's why opera, as a term, is an abbreviation. Opera in...
music, I should think.
In musica, music. Work in music. Well, you got your way to it, didn't you? 2 marks. Ian.
I didn't realise it, but I suppose I did.
Yeah. Ian, there's one in Anna Bolena, there's one in Hamlet, there's another in Bellini's Il Pirata, and the most famous one of all in Lucio di Lammermoor. One what?
Have to get rid of them, won't they? There's one in Anna Bolena, Lucia di Lammermoor. There's a mad scene there.
And there's also a mad scene in Hamlet and Il Pirata. So there's your answer. Mad scene for 2 marks. Frank.
Yes.
A 4-act opera by Prokofiev concerns a man who wins a great deal of money and offers it to the woman he loves, who flings it in his face. It's a likely story. Title, please, and original author.
Oh, the Gambler.
The Gambler, from a story by...
There's a film of a story by Dostoevsky.
That would do for the other mark. Thank you, Dostoevsky, The Gambler. There's 2 marks. See how you get on with this next round. I tell you the songs, and you tell me the name of the film in which they appeared. Also the name of the big star, David. Dream Lover, My Love Parade, March of the Grenadiers, Nobody's Using It Now.
Sing As We Go.
And the star...
Gracie Fields.
Well said. Wrong. The Love Parade, Maurice Chevalier. Dennis,
been
4
near.
Songs again. What Makes the Sunset? I Fall in Love Too Easily. We Hate to Leave. I Begged Her.
I Begged Her. Yeah, that's a Frank Sinatra film.
Yes.
That was Gene Kelly, and Frank Sinatra, and Jose Iturbe. In Anchors Away.
Anchors Away is right. You've got 2 marks. Ian, Twitter pated, Love is a Song, Little April Shower, Thumper Song.
I haven't the slightest idea.
Thumper's Song. I'll tell you the name of the film and you tell me the name of the main star for 1/2 a mark.
Yes.
Bambi.
Pinocchio.
You're getting warm, actually, yes.
Bambi.
I thought you might say Thumper, actually, yes. Bambi, yes, the star of the film Bambi. 1/2 a mark, as I promised. Frank, a film again, remember? The Sorcerer's Apprentice, The Rite of Spring, Dance of the Hours, Night on the Bear Mountain.
Oh, sheer fantasia.
And a star from the film, please?
A star for The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yes. Played by...
Mickey.
Mickey Mouse, yes. Occupations, trades, professions, callings. David, what does this man do for a living?
Plays the harpsichord.
I admit it, yes. Don't you know?
No.
Well, audience, please. Porter. Oh, Mr. Porter, what should I do?
Never. That was oh, Mr. Porter.
Never.
Steady. He may have played it.
Did you?
I played it, yes.
Ah, well.
Oh, well. Dennis, what job is this?
Counts the days into years. This 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears.
Registrar of births, marriages, and deaths.
There's a kind of look in Ian's eye sometimes. It's mutely says, "Don't ask me." You know, it's like when there used to be dance bands and they used to go out of tune, and the dance band leader used to conduct in a way that says, "Don't follow me." I don't know.
No, from a teenage opera.
Good.
Oh, yes,
oh, there's Grocer right. Jack.
Grocer
lives
Jack
at the back.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't recognise that.
Too late, I'm afraid. So no marks. Ian, a fellow countryman of yours, what does he do for a living?
And this the burden of his song forever used to be. I care for nobody, no, not I. If nobody cares for me.
He's being very uncommunicative about it, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
All so far.
I should put it on record that on this occasion my friend has helped me considerably in something I should have known. The Miller of Dee.
Yes, so he's a miller. Yeah, a mark. Frank, I think you'd describe this as a calling. See what you think, anyway.
Clerk in holy orders.
No. Terribly far from it.
Choir.
They'd be unfrocked if they're doing this, if they're in holy orders. Oh, well, no, they're not that sort of choir.
Ah.
Mm. I could tell you where they all live, or come from, or visit from time to time in their ship. Penzance is where they come from.
Pirates.
Never made you think of that.
It didn't sound like pirates, did it?
I can't give you any marks, can I, for that? No. The score. Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden leading at the moment by 2 marks. A verbal question, but the answer, please, in a snatch of song. David, what colour are, respectively, the wheels and the upholstery, and what is the dashboard made of? The wheels are...
Yellow.
Yellow.
The upholstery is brown.
Brown. And what was the old...
And the dashboards...
Genuine leather.
Thank
with
you, Frank.
With glass windows.
Dennis, what wouldn't Nina from Argentina do?
Hardly. This is a Noel Coward song, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
And I can't... She wouldn't do
she...
one of those dances from South America that...
Ah, you're coming along nicely. She...
Which I can't remember. I can't...
She refused to begin the...
Begin!
Though they besought her to... Yes, do you know the rest?
No.
The language profane and obscene, she cursed the man who taught her to. Ian, who was doing what to whom underneath what conifer? And you witnessed it, too, in the song.
It must be a Christmas tree.
I saw...
Mummy kissing... Oh, I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, a mark. Frank, how do you know that your fairy days are drawing to a conclusion?
Ha ha ha.
Well, there's several answers to this. One is when your wand goes droopy.
So it's also when you're 40.
Yes, you are referring to a song, are you, Ross?
Yes.
You're
what on earth do you think I am? It's nobody loves a fairy when she's 40.
Right.
And when her wand went
your
all wobbly.
Fairy your fairy days are ending when your wand has started bending. That's the line. Too much. Yeah. Finally, for this edition, some Christmas singing. From all of you, we hope, listeners and audience alike, not just from the contestants. Three marks available. And just for a bit of fun, and this first one, which is terribly well known, David, I'm going to ask the audience to pick it up when the music leaves off, and I want you, if you will, and if you can, please, to improvise a bass part.
I'd be delighted.
Speaking as a bass, it should come easy to you. Let's see, anyway. Here's everybody's first song.
When the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Oh, yes. Three marks. Dennis will now improvise.
I'll improvise the tune.
Yes. An approximation to this song, Dennis, from you.
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could with a Merry Christmas.
We don't really want any more, do we?
No.
Audience.
We didn't want that much.
Three marks because it's Christmas. Ian, your song.
Of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. All the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir.
Very sweet singing in the choir. Frank, yours is a slowish, longish sort of song, so we're going to start it. We're going to start it from a little way in, the courtesy of Irving Berlin. Pick it up from where the music stops, please, and I hope the audience will again join in good and loud. Here we go. Been my music, and I also hope this is one of the best Christmases you ever remember. The final score in this game, as if anybody really cared, the final score in this game, a victory by two marks for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.